May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yeah, you are tuned in to Action Radio. Oh yeah, we are live. Hey, you have just turned on the best hour of your day. CosmicBroadcasting.com. Let's go.
I'm going live.
Welcome everybody to Action Radio. I'm so glad you joined me. Yes, it's Thursday. Hey, you've just tuned in to the best hour of your day. I'm your host, Jazzy Jazz. This is Action Radio. You are on CosmicBroadcasting.com. I'm so glad you joined me. Just reflecting and looking back, it's already the end of October. Woo! October 30th, 2014. It's almost Halloween. If you celebrate it, hey, be safe out there. Enjoy it. For those of you that really don't, you know, this is also a, you know, beginning of fall. It's a good time. But if you've been tuning into Action Radio, and I know many of you have, thank you so much for your consistency and your dedication, and I really do appreciate it. I've never played any reggae music. I've done alternative. I haven't done rock yet. I'm getting there. I've done gospel. I've done R&B. I've done neo-soul, but I have not tapped into reggae. And hey, I got reggae in the roots. We're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Ghetto Story by Cam, featuring Alicia Keys.
Been a hell through the fire. Gonna take it higher. Here's my survival story. So many reasons to sing now. Yes. Now we got the keys to the kingdom.
I remember those days when hell was my home. When me and mama bed was a big piece of foam. And me never like bathe and my ear never comb. When mama gonna work me, go street or roam. I remember when Danny them get my snow cone. And make him lick a bread at them, kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone. And the boy Danny pop out something we're full chrome. I remember when we run, but I get him knee blown. And my best friend Richie get doing I'm dome. I remember Sunday Avenue turn in a war zone. And Mikey mother fly mode, cause she get alone. But Mikey got too far in and got on Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no one. Now we all at the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me on my phone. Me say Mikey, we get the thing them. Them out of luck now. We squeeze seven and the whole of them are duck now. Me a bully for extra, can we not rock now?
We got the kingdom, so we have to make way. We take it from the bottom to the top, baby. And now the whole community can live greatly. I remember those days when we was dead broken. I could barely find a dollar for a token. Hop in the train just to get where I'm going. Popo's after me, I'm running like I'm smoking. Remember those days when I went to bed hungry. All I ever ate was white rice and honey. Big dreams in my head, empty my tummy. Might crack a smile, but ain't nothing funny. I remember playing over needles in the streets. Everywhere I go, a man wants some part of me. Dirty, those hookers and hoes on 11th Avenue selling bodies for dope. Remember crying, saying that will never be me. Gonna make it someday, gotta be somebody. Say, mommy, don't worry, it's just you and me. But one day we will get out of this misery.
Hey, we got the kingdom, them out of luck now. Me squeeze seven and the one of them I don't know. We have a leap of extra, cause we not broke now.
We got the kingdom, so they have to make way. We take it from the bottom to the top, baby. And now the whole community can live greatly.
Here's my ghetto story. Been a hell through the fire. Now we gonna take it higher. Here's my survival story.
Politics manipulate and press youth's button. But we're rich now, so them can't tell man nothing. Cause we are make my money and fish and mutton. Hey,
Over there, so make me tell you no something. To me, they are foreign, no, a guy kill me cousin. And me here said he did that, but him said him wasn't. Anytime me fly down, him I get more dozen. Cause we get the thing, them, them out of luck now. We squeeze seven and the one of them, I don't know. Me a bully for extra, cause we not broke now.
Kingdom, so they have to make
you
way.
To make
we take
way.
It from the bottom to the top, baby.
Baby.
And now the whole community can live greatly.
Remember those days when hell was my home, when me and mama bed was a big piece of foam, and me never lie bed and my ear never comb, when mama gonna work me go street go roam. I remember when Danny them get my snow cone and make him lick a bread at them kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone and the boy Danny pop out something we're full chrome. I remember when we run Papa getting me blown and my best friend Richie get doing I'm dumb. I remember Sunday Avenue turning a war zone and Mikey mother fly mode cause she get alone. But Mikey go too far in and go turn Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no one. Now we all have the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me from my phone. Me say Mikey,
don't jump up to this non-stop turn and twist. Out of his mercy, what's on the door of a ground? Here much you want to me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me everything where you are waiting. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how will you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, why? Don't you be, would be more than dead to take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diamond, all you got to do is be true, so let's go. Respond, satisfy your emotion. Hot off of the press, instantly she bust. She no old and tough, and she no got time or rust. Things smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. Once on the expand, I've got to all and pull up. Giddy up me, I forget you is a must. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from papa pam pam. Can't let me in, me everything. Hold up on the card, you no look for them. When you look good enough, guess no matter what I can say. Put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man, I swear on a steer about night and day. Would you be my honey and the woman lay lay? We can not just smile on her face and say she want a man for do the work, not one for play. I'm a rotten man, she says she want one for stay. And would you wanna walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How are you getting from? Not by your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in. Why? I sing. Oh, man, I want to second on. Really start to fly to all you look. I come to one conclusion. What? You're supposed to know the work. Supposed to full of action. Music, I'm playing your ways. I respect. Non-stop sticking just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. But you want another one. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. Somebody can tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance. Bam, pa, pa, bam, bam. Can't let me in, me can't get it where you want me to. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Not find your entrance. Bam, pa, pa, bam, bam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm but you will be more than kind to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Be 20-foot diving. All you got to do is be true, so let's go. Found satisfying your emotion. Hot off of the breast, instantly she was. She no old and tough, and she no got on her rust. Skin smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son to expand, I got to a lamp pull up. Giddy up me and forget her is a mouse. But you wanna walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. Somebody girl, how will you get it from? Not find your entrance, rum pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in. Why? Enough man I can, you know no feel them where you look. Put enough against no matter what I can say. Put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man, I swear and I steer about night and day. Could I be here only and you my lady? We can got your smile on our face and say hey, hey. What a man for walk it not be play. What a man rotten man who can stay. Me I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a bitch.
Trends of Africa, specializing in clothing, jewelry, oils, music, and more. Trends of Africa, www.trendsofafrica.com, or you can call 719-591-0810. Trends of Africa, 719-591-0810. Have you been to Area 57 lately? And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you. Recording studios, projects, mixing, mastering, videos, photos. This group has worked with the best in the industry. Plies, Maybach Music Group, Master P, and some of Houston's best and finest artists. To get in contact with them, call 832-567-1152 and contact Mike. Or you can send an email. That's Area, A-R-E-A, 57 Studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S, at gmail.com. Get your paper on and get that project off the shelf.
Donut Oven provides the best variety of donuts in all of Southern Colorado. But did you know that we serve breakfast too? Come check out our family-friendly atmosphere and pick up a breakfast burrito, croissant, or create your own breakfast to start your day. We also serve a variety of specialty coffees and even protein shakes if you're heading to or from the gym. All of that, and we serve donuts. We're located at 198 South Purcell Boulevard in Pueblo West. Call 719-547-5085 to place your order, or stop in and pick up a dozen donuts to go. Donut Oven and a whole lot more.
Don't forget, you can take our shows wherever you go. Download the Cosmic Broadcasting app. It's free for your Apple or Android device.
Welcome back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz, and I am so glad that you are tuned in with me tonight. We're doing a little bit of reggae, and before we went to commercial, we listened to Ghetto Story Chapter 2 featuring Alicia Keys, and that's by Cam. And then we heard a little Throwback Thursday, Champion by Buju Banton. That's on his album Till Shiloh. And then we're going to get into one of my favorites, kind of a fun dance to do if you're doing a little bit of Fusion Friday. And speaking of Fusion Friday, that goes on every Friday at the Champagne Room, but I'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. But when you're there and you're at Fusion Fridays, wherever you are, do a little Dutty Wine.
No, me step in at the club, I dance rubber dome, and the girl come a wind up on me. Me stand so tall back against the wall, and now she start climb up on me. It's kinda little tricky, I'm checking out Nicky, but you know the time is up on me. The way the girl a wind is like the breeze a blow, but it hot and the sunshine on me. You dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. You dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. You dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. You dirty wine, my girl, mix it up now. You dirty walk, my girl, dirty walk. You dirty walk, my girl, dirty walk. You dirty walk, my girl, dirty walk. Watch the girl, never do the dirty walk. Hey, bend your back and lift your head up. Turn sideways, lift your leg up. Bend your face and twist it up. And turn two side like you know your bed up. Turn round like you know a roast dog. Spin around till you know how you walk. Lift it up back, then you brace it up. Back it up, cock it up, my girl, dirty walk. So, do the dirty walk, do the dirty walk. Watch all the girl, never do the dirty walk. Do the dirty walk, do the dirty walk. Attitude, girl, never do the dirty walk. So, fucking at the water, fucking at the sea. Fucking at the bushes and fucking at the tree. If you fuck on the bed, you're not fucking bleed. Fuck on the floor, fuck on the TV. Fuck on the dresser, I'm broke up figurine. Fuck on the fan, no girl, no figure me. When they see me at girl, them, that a trigger me. Fuck anywhere, let fuck be free. So, could I one of them, could I two of them? Send the crew of them, I will grind them. Could I three of them, and if I four of them? Send more of them, I will wind them. Anyway them day, anyway them day. Anyway them hang out, I will find them. Just to wind up on them, girl, you look at the girl, I'm a wild. Sit down on it now. Me step up in the club and I dance over the door, and the girl come a wind up on me. Me stand so tall back against the wall. Now me see she want climb up on me. It kinda tricky, but me have a technique for ya quickie. But the time is up on me. The way the girl a wind her waist like the breeze a blow and the sunshine on me. Dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. The dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. Attitude, girl, do the dirty wine. Dirty wine, dirty wine, dirty wine, part time. The dirty walk, my girl, dirty walk. Dirty walk, my girl, dirty walk. Bring it up, my girl, back it up, jack it up, cock it up, my girl, lock it up. So, could I one of them, could I one of them, or more? I second this score, could I one of them, why, my girl?
dirty wine. You dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. You dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine. You dirty wine, my girl, mix it up now. You dirty walk, my girl, dirty walk.
Hey, welcome back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz. You are tuned in to CosmicBroadcasting.com, and I'm so glad that you joined me. We listened to a little bit of Dirty Wine by Tony Matterhorn. We're doing a little bit of reggae tonight, something a little bit different. We don't always go that route, but hey, why not? There's a little bit of Jamaica love in the roots. And speaking of which, a gentleman that I met on Belize Radio on StreamUp.com has now become one of my homies, and we've talked like that since we met. Hey, this is DJ Trap Jesus. You there, homie?
What's good? What's going on,
Jazzy? Hey, how are you?
Chilling. You know me.
I know. So listen, tell everybody, before we get started and really kind of get into a little bit of conversation, tell everybody where they can find you and some of your mixes and interviews as well.
Well, as far as, like, interviews, you can go to YouTube, punch in 984-WPIR, or just type in DJ Trap Jesus. You can go to Mixcloud. You can go to StreamUp. Is it StreamUp?
Yeah.
It's Spreaker, actually. Spreaker.
There's
Spreaker.com.
We all missed that one.
Mixcloud.com. Podomatic. You get us on iTunes. What else? Tune In Radio. Radio Loyalty. Streamer.com. Yeah, Streamer. Stream Up.
It's just
too many of them sound the same.
Yeah, especially Stream Up and Spreaker. You know, when you start hitting the S's, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I was listening to your interview on YouTube, WPIR 98.4, and you're there in Pennsylvania, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I like the format that you bring. You know, nice YouTube video, great interview, and even some of the mixes. How come I didn't get a mix from you?
Girls, you could have downloaded from Mixcloud, guys.
You got me. You got me. No. You shots fired. I'll take that.
Booyaka.
Okay, no, let me stop. Okay, I'll quit. I'll quit. I'll behave. You know how I get when it's something new, Lynn. You know, I don't know how to act. You know, I ain't got good sense.
Okay. Having some fun.
Yeah, just a little bit. So I was going through, I think, like I was telling the listeners and everybody out there, I saw you on StreamUp, and that's Belize Radio System 1. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lynn, he caught me shaking my butt to reggae.
Yes, I did, because actually I wasn't even paying attention to the room until you popped up on that camera.
See?
Twerk team.
Exactly, man.
So now you know. Jazz be twerking for videos, for interviews. No, not really. No, I don't.
You ever pop up on a YouTube video?
Hey, listen. I won't pop up on a YouTube video, because one, that's called Stream Up. It's live. If you don't catch it, you weren't there. You missed it. But
yeah,
it was one of those things where it's like, But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, hey, I can bring the party home. I don't have to be out driving and, you know, doing all that crazy stuff or whatever. So
true
I'm
statement.
Like, I mean, I'm at home. I'm in the safety of my house. You know, I'm not hurting nobody. I'm having a good time at home. So that's what I do. Don't hate.
Cool.
Except for on Thursday and Friday, you can always go down to the Champagne Room. That's 3113 South Academy Boulevard here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hit up my homegirl, Ebony Granados. If you want more booking information, you can always send an email to action1radio@gmail.com. It's a great place, 27 and up, grown and sexy place. So, hey, if you ever want to book that room, book a meet and greet, a listening party, whatever it is you'd like to do, hey, shoot me an email, put in the subject line, Champagne Room, and I will get it over to Ms. Granados, and she will forward you some booking information. See how you like how I do that?
Plug.
Love it. All the time. So, DJ Trap Jesus, I know I've asked you this a couple times, but I want my listeners to hear your explanation. Why DJ Trap Jesus? Why the name?
Okay.
You know.
All right. If anyone ever saw this cartoon sketch called Freaknik. It was by T-Pain, featured a lot of rappers, entertainers and stuff doing voiceovers for the characters. There was this one particular character that was played by Lil Wayne, and his name was Trap Jesus. But like, his persona was more of a calm, cool, collective, no, don't worry about nothing, everything will be okay type of persona. And that kind of fits me right there in a nutshell.
Okay.
You know?
I'll accept
that. That's where I went with it.
And that's your story and you're sticking to it, right?
Yep.
I love it. Tell me about WPIR 98.4 there in Pennsylvania. How did you get your start?
Well, basically, I started out as a DJ doing nightclubs in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And say, where do we go? I'm trying to go as far as back as possible. 2004,
uh-huh.
We started jumping on the internet, doing live broadcasts on certain websites, stickcam.com.
I remember that.
Actually, Yahoo. I was just saying, I was a huge fan of Yahoo.
Okay.
The Yahoo chat room. So
oh,
I was
Lord.
In there a lot, playing music and doing mm-hmm. stuff like that there.
Okay.
So then when we got the format on the StickCam moderators actually featured the show one night. And that first night we did a live show, we wasn't DJing, we was just talking, just, you know, playing around and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
And we racked up like 26,000 listeners that night, well, viewers that night.
Wow.
First time ever on the air in front of like the whole world. So like the whole world could see us, we racked up real nice for the first show.
Yeah.
So then, kind of like after that, it was just more of like, okay, we got to put something together.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't sit on the air and just be talking all day.
Right.
You know?
Oh, thank
so
you.
So we just started playing music and digging into more music and stuff like that, pulling up crates of old reggae music, old hip-hop, you know, certain pop songs that most of the urban community would listen to, you know. And next thing you know, we just started spinning more and more music, and it just branched off from there. Then when StickCam shut down, there was another website called blogtv.com.
Yes.
So we transferred from there to there.
Okay.
Around that time, we already met System One, you know.
Okay.
But they were doing their own thing, we was doing our own thing. But just for some reason, I just liked the fact that, you know, they stuck to the reggae music, so we collabed with them.
Yeah.
And before you know it, boom, I got my broadcasting license.
Okay.
They sent me certificates and all that stuff, and a lot of pamphlets for a lot of digital broadcasting apps and stuff, and TuneIn and Radio Loyalty were one of them. One of the two. So I basically jumped on both.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and, you know, you never can have too many.
Yeah. Now I'm like on six right now. So it's kind of crazy. It was like, it just went on from there. It was a good run. You know, certain things didn't last long. But right now, we're all on TuneIn,
yeah.
Radio Loyalty, Streamer, my radio, Listen to My Radio. We actually got our own app. And yeah, it's just one drive after the next.
And you know, that's how you do it nowadays. And it's a good thing that you kept up with that, because, you know, we meet a lot of, I don't like to call them old heads, because that's not the case. But you meet
Veterans.
See, that's why I have Lynn in the studio. He helps his sister out. Bless you, Lynn.
Elder statesman. There you go.
Matured in the game. How about that?
Godfathers.
Nah, there you go. See,
Godfathers.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. They don't want to always keep up and do it the way that we're doing it now. Either because they've fallen off and they don't want to, or they just were like, well, you know, I did that back then and just give up. And it's like, well, you know, once you kind of get into some kind of form of public media, whether you're DJ, radio, you know, TV, once you get a taste and a bite of that, you don't just let it go. You know, like, you know, that's what it cracks me up when they were like, oh, you know, such and such is, you know, Ed Lover gonna retire. And I'm like, no, he's not. He gonna do something else, you know.
Are you kidding me? That's, I love it.
He gonna, okay, so he went from the TV, but he went to the radio. So you know, ain't nobody tripping.
Come on, son. He gonna be 70 years old, still going doing his little dance
in the wheelchair at the nursing home.
And we gonna be out there still chatting. Yeah, I remember when he was doing his bag today. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
gonna remind you of that sequence from CB4 when all the rappers were old.
This. Yes.
Come on, son. Move my wheelchair.
Yes. You know, what's scary is the twerk team when they get old. Like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I do not want to see the twerk team old. No.
Don't. That's too late. Too late.
Like, we can't twerk no more. My hip, my back. And that's when that song will really become popular all over again. My neck, my back.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have the ambulance around every time they do a show.
No. Talking about the bus came. Like we got to end the show early because the bus here. Like, oh, Jesus. But no, I mean, that's just a reality. Like, you know, look, LL Cool J's getting older. You know, Russell Simmons, Run DMC. They're all getting older.
Yeah, but...
You know, but and they're still going.
But LL found his own gig. He found a small screen, and he still looks like he's a buff 25-year-old, even at 45.
Right, so. But look, what I said all that to say this. Once you get a taste of that media bite, you're not going to just leave it alone. Ever. You know, so that's why I'm giving a salute, really, out to you. For keeping up with it, when you mentioned Stick Cam, and then you said you went over to Stream Up, and then you went to Blog Live TV, and you did all of that, but you still kept in the loop. You still stayed relevant. A lot of people that did Stick Cam, they kind of fell off. They didn't want to do it anymore. And there was some really, really good content out there. And then, yeah. You know, they just, you know, when Stick Cam went away, they were like, oh, well, hey, that's the end of that. It's like, but but you had a following. You had good content. Where are you going? Come back.
That was kind of crazy, though, that first night. It was just...
Yeah.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah. But that's good, though. That's good. You know, I'm glad that you're still kind of hanging in there and hanging in the game. We're going to take a small little musical break, put some more music up in there. Go ahead and do Dude, Beanie Man, and Miss Thing.
Okay.
Yep. From, you know, throw a little reggae up in there, you know, since met them in the Belize room.
Call me. You want to get your kicks? Call me. You want the cheese chicks? Call me. May I be remix? Call me. From the other days, like I play some boy, I play. We hear the girls calling, we hear the girls calling, we hear the girls crying out. She's a beanie.
I want a dude with the wicked intent. I need a 1, 2, 3 holler man. I want a dude who would tie me to the fan. A thug that can handle his biz like a man. I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3 holler man. I want a dude who would do me in his van. A thug that can handle his biz like a man.
Yeah. If you love it, holla at me one time. Holla at me if you want the wickedest wine. I know it's been a while, but baby, never mind. Cause tonight, me a give you the whole nine, yo. Satisfaction on every girl dream. Me love to put it on, make them wriggle and scream. Well, me get a call from Sexy Maxine. She leave a message for me and sign machine. She said, Beanie,
I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3 holla man. I want a dude who would tie me to the fan. A thug that can handle his biz like a man. I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3 holler man. I want a dude who would do me in his van. A sub that can handle his biz like a man.
She want a man fi put her in a chance. A man enough fi turn around and make she belly dance. Road boy love you with a little romance. She want to get wild but she never had a chance. Well, she say she never had it so deep. So right now I'm the man she definitely wanna keep. Her ex-boyfriend used to come and drop her sleep. That's when me page just start deep. She say, Beanie,
I want a dude with the wickedest slam. I need a 1, 2, 3 holler man. I want a dude who would tie me to the fan. A thug that can handle his biz like a man. I want a dude with the wickedest slam. I need a 1, 2, 3 holler man. I want a dude who would do me in his van. A thug that can handle his biz like a man.
You heard what she preferred. She want a man who makes she fly like bird.
She want a real man, she don't want a nerd. She want you give her a good mark, me word. I'm not a perv, but me makes she swerve. She want the rock killer well long till the curve. Her ex-boyfriend ain't got the nerve. Have her a wait and she not get served. So she said,
I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who would time it to the fan. I drop back and hang, but it's biz like a man. I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who would do me in his van. I drop back and hang, but it's biz like a man.
If you love it, holla at me one time. Holla at me if you want the wickedest wine. I know it's been a while, but baby, never mind. Cause tonight, me a kill you the whole nine, yo. Satisfaction of every girl dream. Me love to put it on with every girl and scream. Me get a call from sexy man. Since she leave a message from the inside machine. Sister,
I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who would time it to the fan. I drop back and hang, but it's biz like a man. I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who would do me in his van. I felt back and hang, but his biz like a man.
She want a man fi put her in a chance. A man don't know fi turn around and make she belly dance. Road boy loving with a little romance. She want to get wild but she never had a chance. Well, she say she never had it so deep. So right now I'm the man she definitely wanna keep. Her ex-boyfriend used to come and drop her sleep. That's when me page just started. She said, baby,
I want a dude with the wickedest slam. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who would time it to the fan. I drop back and hang, but it's biz like a man. I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who would do me in his van. I felt back and hang, but it's biz like a man.
Trends of Africa, specializing in clothing, jewelry, oils, music, and more. Trends of Africa. www.trendsofafrica.com. Or you can call 719-591-0810. Trends of Africa, 719-591-0810.
Have you been to Area 57 lately? And if you don't know what it is, let me tell you. Recording studios, projects, mixing, mastering, videos, photos. This group has worked with the best in the industry. Plies, Maybach Music Group, Master P, and some of Houston's best and finest artists. To get in contact with them, call 832-567-1152 and contact Mike. Or you can send an email. That's Area, A-R-E-A, 57 Studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S, at gmail.com. Get your paper on and get that project off the shelf.
Do you know that Vapor Source is your one-stop shop for retail vapor products? Well, let's say you own a vapor shop and you're looking for supplies to stock your shelves. Well, we can do that too. Our fully stocked warehouse can keep you up to date with the high-demand merchandise you need to keep your business going. Vapor Source is centrally located in the U.S. and ships nationwide daily. For more information, give us a call at 719-569-7930 or check us out at VaporSourceInc.com.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
Back to Action Radio. This is your host, Jazzy Jazz, getting into a little reggae this evening. And you're also here with my homie, DJ Trap Jesus. How you doing, homie?
He said,
"More fire."
he didn't probably got him an adult beverage by now.
Okay, yeah, he's nice.
Oh no,
See, he's no.
Feels over.
Uh oh. Yikes.
That's tomorrow. I'm going ham.
Oh, you turn up.
So he's saving. Okay.
Cool. He's saving himself for Friday.
Cool. Well, if you don't mind, I'm a pregame for you.
All right, do your thing, man.
Hey. Look, salute to Lynn. Hey, listen, tell me about this Cassidy versus Disasters. I see this on your site. And again, that is WPIR984FM.wix.com. Tell me how you got associated with that.
Well, actually,
There's a couple of rap battle dudes that they do a lot of pay-per-view streaming. Like, so there's a lot of different organizations that can handle battle rap.
Yeah.
But there's only a small few that do pay-per-view streaming.
Okay.
So what I was watching a trailer to the Cassidy and Disaster battle, and then I read in the descriptions, I said, if you want to be affiliated with the battle, mm-hmm. go to this particular link. So that's what I did. Next thing you know, they set me up with an affiliation account and all this other stuff, and as long as I was able to promote it on the website, I was going to get a percentage of everything that came through from my website. I was like, okay, cool. Okay. And being a fan of battle rap, I do want to see Cassidy put a foot in this boy behind, but, you know.
Okay. You know, like, that's where I'm at. Like, you know, let's get it on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can go to the website. You can, if you're in the L.A. area, you can still go to the website and buy a ticket to be in the place live, or you could just buy a ticket and watch it on the website.
Okay, that's cool. So you originally hail from Brooklyn, NYC,
yep.
And you've been mixing and creating since the 90s.
No, since 89.
89? Well,
yeah, my first record, I could tell y'all this right now, because I didn't pay for it. My first record was Warm It Up Kane.
Really?
I remember that to a T.
Wow. In 89. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Flat top rules in 89, and I had a flat top too.
Oh dear. I'm glad that look, no, for real, I'm glad that trend is, well, it tried to come back. The flat tops tried to come back. You know, y'all can let that go. No, for real.
I still see a couple of grown men running around here with flat tops.
Yeah, I see.
They need to cut that out.
Yeah, I know, I saw that. I'm like, you know, turn down for what, a haircut, you know.
No, just turn down. Volume down. Volume down.
Please.
Go down to about two.
Okay, bring it one. Turn it off. How about
only,
that? That's where I'm at.
The only way you can do it is if you're a millionaire in the NFL. So, Antonio Brown, Pittsburgh Steelers, I salute you. Everybody else, y'all can, yep, stop.
Even then, if you just want to donate money to a barber like that, you know, not saying, not to discredit our barbers and, you know, and anything like that, but I'm just saying, if you just don't have anything else to do with your money, you can always send a check into Action Radio.
That's true.
You know, 50-50 Edison Street. You know, if you just want to waste some money, like the people that join the gym and don't ever go, you know, I have a better way you can use that $10 a month.
I can't even laugh because I was one of those.
If you want to donate.
A lot of the flat top now, they running like $30.
That, again, you can send that in.
What? Stop.
Like $30 for that now.
Stop. No.
Look, and then they get the designs in the back, you know, then it overgrows.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Len Williams in 86 calls, says, stop taking my style. What are you doing? That just, STAHP, stop. Just stop. Okay, I'm done.
Right? So, Trap Jesus, do you do any, like, mixtapes? Like, do you promote any mixtapes or have any sites where artists can submit music for mixtapes?
No.
Okay. And you know why I asked that?
Why?
Here's why. You're a DJ. You got the website. Mm-hmm. You've got, like, mm-hmm. a good following. A lot of DJs that have their website also get involved in the mixtapes.
Yeah, but that's common. You know, and like how we spoke the other night, and
yeah.
I tell you, like, people don't support their own stuff, so I'm not going to sit here and just blow out time for to put a mixtape together for a particular artist when they won't even, you know, promote their own mixtape.
You know,
yeah,
that's true. You know, and it's funny. I know you get a lot of submissions, just like I do,
mm-hmm.
and some of that music is like.
Copywritten.
No, I mean,
one
it's like
the
like the face you make when you hear some of it. You know, first of all, some of the emails, I mean, they really be like, yo, I got the hot new flavor for you. You'd be like, all right, let me click on the link, and it'd be a link to something else, and you'd be like, am I going to get a virus from this? You know, so you click on that. You know, then it opens in a little box, and then you got to press play. So you press play, then it's like Pro Tunes, like that Facebook post you and I saw. With the wife and the husband, they were rapping, and the female, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what are you doing?
What do you do? He was like, we won't bring the hot fire. Neither one of them got any teeth. What the hell?
Right. And it's been the same thing, like, with the, as far as the people with their music and stuff. I had to switch my email like 4 times.
Yeah, man.
And for some reason, they still seem to find me. Crazy. You read my Twitter, like, read some of the tweets that come to us. Yo, I got this. Yo, share this. Yo,
yeah.
Check this out. And no. That. I'm like, yo, dude, you don't even follow us on Twitter. So why am I even wasting my time with you?
Okay, but like, like some of that music is like, what were you thinking?
In the words of Big Pun, go that way.
Yes, exactly.
Please. You know, like.
And so, you know, me being the artist and the DJ also, I feel sorry for a lot of these artists that try to put out new music, but they all tend to sound the same.
Yes.
So I can't cater to playing these songs, and they all sound like the last song I just played.
Like when you're, like, how would your mix sound if all 8 songs have the same beat?
I might as well call it a trap beat rhythm. Something like that. Because it'll sound just like a rhythm. You know?
Like a 4-hour-long rhythm. Like, that's it. Like,
mm-hmm. Imagine Telephone Love on repeat.
Look,
I'm
on
sorry,
a synthesizer.
Did I strike a nerve? Did
look,
I strike a nerve?
Look,
anybody?
On a synthesizer. That's my favorite, you know. Me! Look, my favorite is, I got them beats. I'm like, what was that? Is that a Casio? Is that the kids' version of the Casio? Were they trying to do
my
a hustle and flow? Were they trying to do a hustle and flow? I got a keyboard.
Find the beat.
But I want to say this, though. Can I say this?
Yeah.
For anybody that's trying to send me music, Oof. You can go to Facebook and type in Mach Moses. Send all your music to him.
No, you didn't.
Shout out to Mach Moses. Send your music to him.
He said send it to Mach Moses. Don't send it here.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Hey, I expect nothing less from somebody in Southwestern PA. That's how mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah.
That's exactly how we do.
Okay, like, you send it
that
way.
And I'm not trying
way.
To adapt to PA ways, but I've been out here for 6 years, and it seems like it's rubbing off on me already.
He just does that.
You know what? You a Jeanette Jayhawk for life now. You a Manessen Greyhound for life now. You down in Southwestern PAA. Collinsville Falcons, stand up. You good. You're good. Right.
Honestly, I like Pennsylvania because there's a lot of stuff we was able to do out here that I couldn't do in New York.
And you know, I kind of want to tap on that a little bit because, you know, New York was like the radio mecca at one point. Like, if mm-hmm. you wanted to do radio, you needed to go to New York. Now it's kind of like you really might not want to go to New York now. Why is that,
yeah,
do you think?
They let old man Ebro and a couple of others just tear FM radio down in New York. And I don't even, like, the only thing people really care for is the concerts they throw every year. Mm. They're not really listening to the radio.
And that was the mecca at one point.
Well, I think... the uprising and the ascension of our industry has played into that. Because keep in mind, New York was the mecca of radio because it was number one.
It was
market number one, and to this day, it still is market number one. But now that you have access for everybody else to be able to put what they want on,
yeah,
it's mm-hmm. even though they're still number one,
yeah.
You got people going away from it because now. They have the equipment and the resources to do
their own
internet radio. They now have the equipment and resources to put on what they want, when they want,
yeah.
how they want it. And so that kind of takes away from the actual need of, we need to go to New York to hear the latest jams.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to do that anymore. Number one, you got the internet. Number two, you got me.
Yeah.
You know?
So I can bring you the latest and the hottest, you know, from the underground.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be mainstream to be hot anymore.
Exactly.
So that's why, you know, when people are like, who have you interviewed? And I tell them, they're like, well, who is that? And I'm like, you have to listen because, you know, some of us still have a quality ear.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not all the same, like, you know, like Trap was saying, you know, all the music doesn't have to sound like it's track 8, you know, code C3 on the Casio.
Right.
You know, there's some variety
most
there.
Most people do trap music and they ain't never been in a trap.
Ding.
Oh.
Just Talk about it. Talk about it, Trap.
Talk about it, Trap.
I mean, like, some people been going to church all their life, and all of a sudden they decide to get a feel for rap music, and now I've been in the trap all day. No, yeah. You've been praising Jesus all day. You just stick to what you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, it ain't like a big deal you can do a rap song about Jesus. I mean, everybody's done a song about Jesus at some point in time.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know?
And that is
Kanye
true.
Kanye West.
Well, you know. What's your next option? Because I'm not even going to go there. No. I'm not even going to go there.
On that one.
You know what? You don't get this from jazz too often. Pass. Pass.
There's a lot of good Christian rap songs out, you know.
There really
Those
are.
Those are not songs you would hear in a club.
No.
But that's something for your person who's driving around listening to it in your house.
It can be. You know, some of them are really, you know, I mean, maybe the club has to change, because think about it. You got a song out called Lifestyle. Nobody knows what that boy is saying.
You got a good subtitles when you watch the videos.
You know, you need subtitles on Chinese movies and international films. I never needed a subtitle on a rap track. What did you say? You know,
well,
four words. You just did a James Brown. Well, lifestyle, beginning.
Well, if you want, there is a complete dissertation on the last archive of On the Spot, which is on here Saturdays at 4. It was pretty articulate, but it really made you question why you actually like the song. That's
right.
All I'm going to leave it at. Just check out the archive.
And this was last week's show?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're tuned in,
oh my,
you know, right after Action Radio here, hey, go to hit that on-demand button and scroll down and go to On the Spot. Check them out. You can go to the archives, and you can also check them out Saturday at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
It was so bad.
Oh,
it was
MG.
So bad.
Oh, I bet it was.
Oh, it was
horrible. Should have been. They probably took up the whole segment of Don't Do That.
It should have been an entire deal of Don't Do That.
It was probably a whole show, because like it would take an interpreter, and I don't even know if they could do it.
It's getting to that point to where we got enough material to where it's going to be an entire hour of Don't Do That.
Man.
What? Trap the Trap, you're more than welcome to join us.
But listen, this. Oh, he gonna have something to say on that one. Look, I had to restrain him for Action Radio. I was like, hey, and he was like, come on. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, she warned me. She,
you know, but then I'm like, but we got a show on Saturday at 4 o'clock. You can let her rip. He was like, oh, I'm gonna call in.
Because it's killing me right now, restraining myself.
It's a struggle. I'm so proud of you. I might have to send you something, maybe one of my little mixtapes or something.
That'll work.
That would work. You know,
as long
you
as
could,
that song ain't on it.
Listen, I got one. Listen, that will look. That doesn't even fall in my lineup on Spotify. It doesn't qualify. Music like that. Anything like that I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand the content. You know, if you're just talking about your jewels and your money and you know, you broke like the rest of us, you know, stop fronting. Don't do that. Okay. But just keep it like music that keeps it real, that keeps it simple, that's entertaining, that's taking you on a story. Yeah, I'm going to bring that to you. I'll definitely bring that to you. But anything that just doesn't make any sense.
We're even with him. He don't recognize like real life scenarios, like with the Mike Brown question. He didn't know what that was all about, and we don't know what his music is all about.
No, and you know, music is an intelligent thing. I'm sorry, you have to have some brains and some smarts. I don't care if you finish school or not, that has nothing to do with it. You have to have some intelligence and some smarts and some wits about yourself when you're doing and dealing with music, period.
You know, I want to know what his notepad looked like.
It's blank.
Write his rhymes.
It's blank.
Cat can't read. Don't even talk about a notepad.
How do you spell up? How do you spell that? That's
dirt.
Where we start. What letter does that be? I think that's a U.
It's the 28th letter of the alphabet.
Making up stuff. Like, really?
Bugs,
and you know, so there's someone out there going, it's the 29th. I'm like, mm-mm.
Hey, we got Bugs Bunny online too.
Real talk. But but look, just to bring the convo back, what do you think that record execs A&R were thinking when they put this out, signed it, and did all of that? Like, what was the train of thought in that? It's like when you really stop and let it sink in, like on a mature level, it almost becomes offensive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you actually see us this way? Like, do you see our culture this way? Do you see hip hop this way? That's to like actually that, put that out?
That video of Bobby Shmurda performing in Epic Records at the Epic Studio.
Man.
He jumping on the tables, dancing, doing all this stuff. I'm like,
yo.
Okay.
You know, and look, wasn't it just a week ago, and this was all on Facebook, and again, just real quick, if you're not following me on Facebook, please make sure you do. Just, it's actionradio.live, facebook.com/actionradio.live, and make sure you follow me on Twitter, at heat975action. That's at heat975action. Yeah, we were looking on Facebook, and I saw the clip of him holding $100 saying he can't keep doing these shows and he's not getting paid. What?
And you the whole world is banging to that song, to that one song, and he ain't got paid.
He talking about he's doing shows and not getting paid. Like he's done 3 or 4 shows and not gotten paid. I'm like, first of all, pay usually comes up front. Hey, show promo 101. We gonna exchange some kind of money up front. Period. What are you doing?
So that means he might not be getting paid for the show that he did tonight at the Barclays Center.
He may or may not. You know, that ain't so hot now, is it? I ain't gonna say the word.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't so hot, is it?
Hot ninja.
Well, right now, he's really making this, making that word look real relevant right now. Because how are you in 2014 doing these things when we've had people from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s doing things and not getting paid and putting books and all kinds of, you know, material out trying to educate and enlighten you, and you still fell in the trap?
Mm-hmm. So I'm shooting for the man, boss.
Look, I can't believe that. This dude... And then in front of executives? Okay, so, yeah, Jay-Z plays his music. It's a listening party for executives at Target. Nas does the same thing. Beyonce, when she, you know, did Partition and, you know, had that internet album or whatever, they still have to preview it, but, you know, review it and everything before the board and yada yada. But there's a time and place to act like a fool. That was not the time or the place. They was looking like, oh,
maybe
how
they
entertaining.
Wanted to see his energy.
No!
We really want to see if he's a hot ninja. No,
when I saw the first clip, and he was just all back and forth. But then when I saw the second clip, he was on the table. I thought he was a stripper.
Oh. He was part of the twerk team.
Turn down. Please turn down.
Real talk. Like, that's
and
embarrassing.
And the area he's in, they kind of wild and crazy, the young folks down there. They crazy over there. But I wouldn't expect him to be sitting there dancing on the table in front of Epic Exec.
No.
I just couldn't see it.
No. And, you know, like, I'm like, somebody recorded that? Oh, no.
At least put on a suit and tie and say hello.
Yeah, at least, look, if he was going to go there, just put on the suit and tie at least, you know. I might have forgave him for that, but I don't know.
I'm not going to go in front of the Epic execs and go, what's happening? No.
You know, and
I
then...
I caught a brick about a week ago.
Bob Schmurda. I'm like, oh, no.
Where they at, though?
You know, for real, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a break and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like, what?
Here's a stick. Break that. And then come back in 2 weeks.
But I got a deal though, right? Yeah, just sign here.
Right.
Yeah, that's very discouraging. But anywho,
well, shout out to Bobby Shmurda, another modern slave.
Hashtag new token. Moving on. That's that new token.
New token.
That's the new token. Like, you know, y'all thought that, oh, you know, Tom was a token, but see, Tom was smart. Tom got him a cabin. a car, and it's paid for. Meanwhile, the Noom Token has a car, but it's not his, ain't paid for, ain't in his name. But he's working
for it. Forgot all the Jordans in the world.
And broke out a new dance that was new 20 years ago.
But it's a Bugatti, though, so that kind of makes you a new token slave, because it's going to be a long time before that one's paid for.
I just hope you don't. Yeah. I just hope you understand people have been doing the WAP for 25 years.
He put the throw money thing on there, like, you know, kind of like, you know, how like when you pond in the river and, you know, you doing the thing, you know, he was putting that, like, you know, but there was no money in his hand, but it was cool because in his mind it was there, you know, like he was with it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm done.
Me too. And you know what? This is why this is my homie, DJ Trap Jesus. Why? Because I can talk like this with him for a long time, and I'm out of time, homie.
Yeah, I could say the times we spoke on the phone,
yeah,
you accumulated all up, we probably had a whole day, a whole 12 hours in right now.
Yeah, you know, like there was enough for probably like two morning shows in there. There was some good material.
And a couple of evening sessions or something.
You know what I'm saying? Like there was a lot of material there, but I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule because you are a very, very busy person. You know, you're promoting, you're always getting new content, and you also have your own show, and that's Mondays at 6 p.m., is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, every day 6 p.m. except Sunday.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 6 p.m. on WPIR 98.4 FM out of Pennsylvania. My homie, DJ Trap Jesus, thank you for taking time out and chatting with me on Action Radio. And we've wait a minute, I got to make a quick little announcement. We got a little merger going, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So you can now hear Action Radio on WPIR 98.4 FM, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like that. I like that. I like it.
So we're going to be putting out some banners and stuff soon. So let everybody know that you're here with us also.
That's fantastic. And then I'll also be doing, we're working on getting an interview set up as well. So you guys make sure you follow us on social media. Email us if you can. Again, that's action1radio@gmail.com. You'll get updated as to when I will be doing an interview on 98.4 WPIR with my homie DJ Trap Jesus. Trap, I appreciate you. I got to go. My producer's like, yeah, it was fun, but wrap it up, sister. And I'm like, I got it. I got this. All right. Appreciate you. Take care now.
That'd be cool.
All right. You too. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This is Jazzy Jazz on Action Radio. I'm all out of time. Thank you for tuning in with me. Hey, if you have any questions, any concerns, or if there's something you want to see, hey, email me, action1radio@gmail.com. And until next week, hey, we are out. I don't see nothing love.